Good morning. I'd like today to finish up quickly, if we can, the introductory material about the Vestas, the Raisa, the Rabbanon, that we spoke about last day in Shiur Yud Aleph, the first part of Shiur Yud Aleph, and then move over to Shiur Yud Beis, the issue of Bedika Lifnei Tashmish, which of course is what's discussed here in our Siman and Siman Kuf Pei Dalad. We mentioned last time there's a Machlokas. Actually, the machlokas, a number of different levels. First of all, in general, there's a machlokas in the Gemara. It seems to be a machlokas, perhaps Rav and Shmuel, perhaps a machlokas between Tanoim, in general, whether Vestas, Deraisa, Rabbanan. But then there's a further machlokas. What do we mean when we say Vestas, Deraisa, Vestas, Rabbanan? Right, we discussed that at some length yesterday. What does it mean? Again, what does Vestas, Rabbanan, Vestas, Deraisa mean? Does it mean, does Vestas, Deraisa means we assume B'Toras Vadai that the woman had her period that day, that she just didn't notice it, but Vestas Deraisa means that when the Yom HaVestas arrived, she definitely had dam. She just didn't feel the hargosha for reasons we discussed earlier, or she didn't notice and the dam spilled somewhere else, or whatever dripped out somewhere else, so she didn't see it. We assume she's B'Toras Vadai. And Vestas Rabbanan would mean, no, it's on the Rabbanan. Vestas Rabbanan means B'Toras Sofek. We have a Sofek, right? The Rabbanan instituted a Sofek. What do we say? No. Oh, Vestas Deraisa, even Vestas Deraisa doesn't mean for sure. Vestas Deraisa means we have to consider it to be a suffix, and Vestas Rabbanan means it's even less than a suffix, right? That's what we discussed at some point, in some detail yesterday. We had a nafkamina about Abomin Aderech, right? Abomin Aderech, a person, the husband came home from a trip and so on. So again, some Rishonim introduced the idea that she's only going to be muteris to him if he comes back, if there was enough time for her to have had her period on the day that she expected her period and to have observed the requisite number of days and then to have gone to the mikveh. That's how some wanted to say. Right? That's how Tosus wanted to say. So we mentioned last time, let us to go over quickly, Tosis in Nida and Daftes Vav Med Aleph says that even if we assume the Vestas Drabanan, okay, just a moment, yeah, I'm sorry, according to the Mandamar, even if we assume Vestas Deraisa, Tosis in 18, Nida Tesvav and Alti Vasafila Giesman Vestam Uteris, Mandamar Vestas Deraisa, Filu Shosa Keshir's Mantila, Sura Devadai Rosa Chajrinala. That's if you assume Vestas Deraisa, and Tosis understands that Vestas Deraisa means that she Vadai saw. Okay, so therefore, she's Asura because we don't know, even if enough time passed by that she could have gone to the mikveh, we don't know without asking her, right? We don't know that she went to the mikveh, so ain't Sovik Motsvide Vadai. But assuming that if we should assume Vestas with Arbonan, so Vestas only with Arbonan, so then we have a suffix, so then we have a suffix, and this is taken care of by the other suffix, so to speak. That's how we said in Tosus. We mentioned last time the Rambam, I think we finished off with this, no, or almost, in 23, the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Yisur B'Halachatet, doesn't mention anything about having to wait any period of time. Right, the Rambam doesn't say anything about it. The Magid Mishnah in 24, it says Zenu Lebdas Rabbeinu, who sober the Hod of Shlokish, Rambam who Shabom Metzok Tochem and Asa Ilchasai, Umayon and Asa Vesta, Pirush Shlokish, Asa Mishnah, the Lo Temet that came Vesta Rabbanu Rabbanu Derechai Kelo Ashur Yom Vesta Temet Teres. Rav Shlokish said not on the, if he comes back on the day of the Vesta itself the Temet Teres. No, I'll Imbob Yom Vesta Asura. If he comes back on the day of the Vestas, then she's Asur because maybe she'll yet see when she, you know, when she's with him at that point. However, over onatz haVestas, but if the day of the Vestas went by, then I feel lo over acharei yomim shetuch halisbar. But even if not enough time went by that she could have counted and gone to the mikvah, hare becheskes tara. Vein choshin shem aras of onatz haVestas. So chorav avrachana damar filo ogia onatz Vestas mutaris the Vestas rabbanon. So again, according to this approach. So if you hold Vestas Deraisa, again, not necessarily that Deraisa means that she's Vadai saw, but it's a suffix that she saw. But if you wait enough time that she could have not only seen, okay, but even if she did see, that she had enough time to go to the mikveh, so then that suffix takes care of that suffix, motzi midei the other suffix. But if Vestas Drabanan, then according to the Rambam, that's the Magid Mishnah, you don't have to wait at all. You don't have to wait at all because it's not even a suffix. And that's sort of like Rashi said, right? That's understanding of the Rashi back in 17, the Rashi and Tezom and Aleph, that Vestas Deraisa means Machzikin L'Betumah Sofik, right? And that's how he assumes that the Rambam learns as well. Investors derais is suffik rosa. Okay, investors drabonin is not even a suffik. That's how the Magid Mishnah learns. That's how the Rambam pointed out that the Rambam is more like Rashi. Then I mentioned at the very end the Rif. Okay, Rif in Shavuos. The Rif is on Shavuos. The Avdalim Beis going over to Ham and Av. Likewise, does not mention the Rif. Also, doesn't mention anything. Just like the Rambam doesn't mention having to wait any amount of time that she would be able to go to the mikveh. Okay. So the Rif also doesn't mention such a thing. The Rif also, it's not just the Rambam, in other words, the Rif also doesn't mention anything about having to wait and calculate and so on, if she could have gone to the mikveh. Not in the Ran, on that Rif and Shuas, that's what we left off with, 28, the Ran on the Rif and Shuas, Tehemet Aleph, says, V'arav afasi kosav, zeh sheshinu b'sof pirkin ha-chamor v'apolam v'nashem v'chilam v'cheskes tar, people come back, v'lo chilek b'ne giyo man yimeon osu v'shaz v'esu lo igyo. Okay, and that's how the Rambam also holds. So he said a few lines later, Nira Midvar Shein Tzorach Lachosh El Onas HaVeses Atzma. The Rif is like the Rambam. You only have to worry about the day of the Veses itself, the time of the Veses itself. Then the husband comes back and it's the day of the Veses itself. Then he can't be with her because maybe she'll yatzi, but we wrote B'Shas Tashmish. Okay, that's a different story. But other than that, you don't do any other calculations. And again, as the Rav pointed out, this is based on the fact that Vesus Daraisa means there's a suffix, which, and therefore Vesus Drabona means it's not even a suffix. You don't have to wait at all. Okay, so that's what we finished off with last time. Okay, so I hope everyone was clear on that. But another nafkamina between Vesus Daraisa and Vesus Drabona will be, and that's what leads us into the next discussion, is... what if she had her vesis, right? He gives Shas Vesta, and she's supposed to do a bedika. Not everybody agrees. Not everybody agrees. She's supposed to do a bedika on the day of the vesis. Okay, what if she didn't? Okay, what if she didn't? Okay, and later on, too later, she did a bedika, and she found herself tahora. So then what's the story? So that's a nafkamina versus deraisa drabonim, because if versus deraisa, she'll still be tmeya, because maybe she saw, you know, on the day of the versus. Now the fact that she did a bedika a few days later, but and she found herself tahora, so what? Okay. Whereas if you hold versus drabonim, then she'll be tahora. All right, so that's the question is, what's the yisod of this chiyuv bedika on the day of the versus? What's the nature? Again, the Gemara has such a discussion on Daf Tes Zayin. If we look back at source number three, okay, we look back at source number three, Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara had that to Rabbi Meir of Nachman versus Daraisa Darabonin and so on. So the Gemara discusses, and that could be whether the question is versus Daraisa Darabonin, right? We had a machlokas, whether that is the machlokas, right? At first we thought that was the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and Rav Zera said that's not the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and then Rav Nachman Yitzchak came back and turned it around and said, no, that is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether versus Daraisa and versus Darabonin. Okay. But again, if the woman didn't do a bedika and then later did a bedika and found herself tahora, so if that could be a nafkamina, that if vesis deraisa, then she's tamei. If vesis derabana, and she's tahora. So the question is, what is the role exactly of this bedika? So we take a look in Tosas, on that daf, on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, the Tosas de Maskor of Nachman Yitzchak 29. So first Tosas says, nira de halacha de vesis derabana. That's point number one. Okay, Tosas says that we paskin, we saw this already, paskin vesis derabana. Okay, why the Har of Nach? We saw this already, but the Har of Nachman Yitzchak, the Hob Asror, Islay de Larav, Vesed Rabbanu. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is the very end of the Sugya. Again, you have to look back at the basic Gemara, but if you remember the Gemara, again, it's imprinted in source number three. Okay, the Gemara first thought it was Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Then Rav Zera says, no, Kula Alma Vesed Doraisa. Remember the Maharsha said that the line that's in Rashi, Mara Machado, below Pligi, belongs in the Gemara. There's no machlokas. That's according to Rav Zera. There's no machlokas. It's a question of when she did the bedika. Did she do the bedika right away or not right away? We'll come back to that. But at the end of the sugi, the last line of three says, of Nachman Yitzchak Omar beveses kufarukim. If we get the Marsor Vesus Doraisa, Omar Sor Vesus Rabbanan. So Tos said that's how the sugi ends up. The sugi ends up going back to the original assumption that this is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Right, the Haaretz, we're back in Tosus now, 29. Again, Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, on that Sugya. Nira the Halacha, the Vesed Rabbanan, the Haar of Nachman, Reitzrak, the Hu Basra, Islay, the Rav, Vesed Rabbanan. Okay, he paskins it, Rav, he says it's a machlokas, and Rav is the one who holds Vesed Rabbanan, or Perikesh Bechor, Pasuk, Rav Bisur. We know that rule in general, that Kilchas, Rav Bisur, Kishmu Bedini, Halacha follows Rav, and matters in Isavahatir, which is his. So therefore, and Rav held Vesed Rabbanan, according to one opinion in the Gemara, that wasn't the machlokas. Everybody agreed versus the Raisa, but the Nachman Yitzchak comes to the answer, no, that is the machlokas. And therefore, if he assumes that is the machlokas, Tosa said that's the last opinion, that's the last thing quoted in the Gemara regarding this machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, is that it is a machlokas, and they don't all agree that Ves is Daraisa. And Rav's one who holds Ves is Drabana, and therefore, halachas like Rav, Bisurim. The Ode, the Kamra could be sure, Bisama Gabriel Belezer. The Gemara went on. I didn't print the whole thing here, but we had it the other day. We had it last week. The Gemara went on and said that this machlokas is also machlokas tanoim. Then it says a machlokas other tanoim. So in all the cases, the one who holds that Vestas Drabana is the one we pass. We pass like a Bishua against a Belezer. We pass like a Chachom against a Mayor. And then Tosas to work out other Gemaras. Rafa Gav, the Tom, the Prince, were Kusim, Beresha, the Heis of Machva, Yeshech, Higia Shah, says the Wadkat. Man, we call my quotes, works out other Gemaras. We call Malcolm near it, the Halacha Havi Vestas Drabana. Okay, and he brings rise. And look at the last line. Hilcha, Isha Shiesh Lo Veses, Velo Bodka Bishas Vesta, Vacharkach Bodka Umitzosa Tahora, Tahora Labaila. The Tosa says, since Veses Darabonim, if she didn't do, she's supposed to do a Bedikah, if she didn't do a Bedikah Bishas Vesta, and later on she found that she was Tahora, then she is Tahora Labaila. But what emerges in his Tosas, what emerges in his toes is something very important. She still has to do a bedika. She still has to do a bedika. That Vesta Darbona means we don't assume she, perhaps toes will even agree, right? It's not even, well, al koponim, there's at least a suffix. So she's going to have to do a bedika. Okay, she's going to have to do a bedika, b'shas Vesta. Kach tiknu chachamim. That's what Vestas mean. She has to do a bedika. If she didn't do the bedika, If she did do the bedikah and found herself to be tahara, now it's mutaris labayla. Again, the key is the last line of that Tosef that I printed here. Hilchach isha sheyesh lavesas v'lo bodka b'shas vesta v'acharkach bodka. Those are the two words underlined. V'acharkach bodka. Then she's mutaris and mutzasa tahara, and she found herself tahara. So tahara labayla. But lemaisa, there has to be a bedikah. The inference from Tosef, she never did do a bedikah. She didn't do a bedikah. Not only she didn't do a bedikah on the day of the vessel, she didn't do it subsequently. Then she's going to remain asura. Okay. Then she, the chiddush of Tosef is you don't have, even though you're supposed to do the bedikah b'shas vesas mamish, if you didn't do it b'shas vesas mamish, it counts. The bedikah counts anyway. You need the bedikah. You hear Tosef, right? That's what Tosef is saying. All right, Tosa is saying that we paskin vesas rabbono lechatchila. She should certainly check b'shas haveses. That's the takanah chachamim. Okay, but even if the shas haveses passes, she still has to do a bedika, and she's asur b'drabbono until she does that bedika. Once she does the bedika and finds her Torah, then it's mutaris abayla. Yeah, that's what comes out according to Tosas. Now the Rambam, at least on that point, would appear to agree. With Tosas, because the Rambam mentions in Perek Ches Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam Perek Ches Hilchos Yisur Bi Halacha Yud Gimel, Harisha Shelo Bodkas Mitzvah Shvesta Achar Yom Bodkom Mitzvah Tmeya, Afu Bishmela Mafreya Shas Shvesta Kmo Shizbar, Vinyan Tum Vitar Harizu Eina Mitama Esbol Al Mafreya, Eina Mona Elash Bishas Shiros Adam. That's a technicality. That's something else. But Vimotza Atzma Tahora Harizu Bicheskes Taru. Okay. The Rambam also seems, anyway, in this issue, to be like Tosi. You still need to do that bedika. In Motzah, she did the bedika later, right? Ula achayomim bodka. That's the Rambam. Ha'isha shalo bodka atzma b'shas vesto. Ula achayomim bodka. Okay? And Motzah atzma tahora. So now she's b'cheskes tahora. All right? So it sounds like that the Rambam is also agreeing with that, at least on that point, with Tosi, that you still need to do a bedika. Okay, we'll come back to the Rambam shortly. Okay, but there is another shita. Okay, there is another shita. All right, that's the, according to which, and we'll see, because at least at that point, at this point, it looks like the Tosas like the Rambam. The Rambam is like Tosas, but we'll see. That's not necessarily the case. All right, if you take on that, that's this. We'll see. We'll see how what the Ran says, shortly. But first, I want to take a look at the Urayim. Source 31, a Sefer Yerayim. We discussed the Yerayim in the past. I'm not sure. The Sefer Yerayim was written by one of the Balei Tosfos of Belezer of Metz, and it's a Sefer HaMitzvos. Okay, it's a Sefer HaMitzvos divided into different categories. There are two different editions of the Sefer Yerayim. So in the newer edition, Simon Chavav, and the other edition, Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis, it was arranged differently. So, but anyway, the Sefer Yerayim, and the Simcha Vav says, he writes, okay, that Isha Shesha Veses Vigishas Ves Velo Bodka Atzmutzosa Tomei Tomei Torah Torah, Ushmuel Arafilum Tosa Torah Tomei Shorach was one above, fine, that's the Machokas, Upirish Reb Zera, That was the middle sheet there. Bzera, debodka atzma kashir. There's a printing mistake. The next word should be vesis. Kashir vesis levesta. It means immediately. She did it. Pirish miyadi. Miyadi. See that in the middle there? Miyadi. And I think that's a mistake in the database. Kashir, it should say, what is it? Vav tof mem. It should say vav samach tof, I think, vesis. Okay. Pirish miyadi. Beha kamarab de tar tar. Avil ichra achara vesis. Afilu tar tome de vesis doraisa. So the Urayim throws in that he says Vesus Doraisa, and therefore Rav said that you're only tar if you did the Medika right away the day of the Vesus. But if she delayed after the Vesus and did the Medika and found herself tar, too bad, because it was a couple of days later, maybe still the day of the Vesus she was Tomei, because Vesus Doraisa. What does that mean? Pirish Samchina Laiv Ke'ilo Hein Doraisa, the Ark was Manobah. Okay, he says Vesus Doraisa may not mean vadai, but it's ke'ilu doraisa. And the afal gav dika mori the pli galar b'zerva ami kirav damar tar tar afilu below bod kashir vesis. Okay, b'zera chashinan. That was Tosas. See, Tosas says we disregard b'zera because the Tosas says at the end Rav Nachman Yitzchak comes around and says that's not what Rav held, but he is choshes for b'zera in the middle. But you know that middle position that everybody agreed that the vesis doraisa and the only machlokas was when you did the Bedika. That's what he focuses upon. But according to the Urayim, okay, that she's only Tahora, Dafka, if she checked herself in the time of the time Shir Vesus. Okay. So what then does the arrival of the Vesus do? Okay. The arrival of the Vesus, according to this definition of the Urayim, and according to, we had it with other Rishonim as well, the arrival of the Vesus creates a suffix that maybe she saw dam, right? And therefore, you have to mivarer, okay? And the birur is this bedika, okay? You follow? In other words, like we said, if you hold, according to this sheet, the vesis doraisa means, that's his language, ke'ilu doraisa, meaning we have to be choshesh that maybe she saw dam the day of the vesis, right? And therefore, we need to be mivarer. How can you be mivarer? That's the role of the bedika. Okay, that's the role of this bedika. The whereas Tosas said, right? Tosas says that the role of the bedika is tama takanas chachamim, and therefore the rabbanon says she's a surah until she does a bedika. But you can do the bedika a couple of days later, right? Because Tosas says vesis rabbanon, meaning it's not even a suffix, so it's not a matter of suffix. The chachamim misakin a bedika, and they say till she does a bedika, she's a surah. She does a bedika a couple of days later. Good enough. But the Urayim says no. The Urayim says not that way. The Urayim says that no, the bedika is necessary since he paskins or he's choshesh for the shita that vesis doraisa. Vesis doraisa means it's a real suffix. So the bedika is to be mevara that suffix. But lemaisa, okay, that bedika therefore has to be at the time of the vesis. Okay, because that's the only one that's going to be mivarer. It has to be toshir vesa. Otherwise, what kind of beerer? So, 2 days later, she didn't have finally done shkayach, but maybe the day of the vesa she did. So the bedika has to be, according to the Urayim, the bedika has to be that day, at the time of the vesas, and therefore she's asura. Okay, at that point, and if she didn't do the bedika, then we have to assume that there was a you know, she's going to be a surah. Doing a bedika later, doesn't do any good. Okay, you hear that? So that's the Urayim is different than Tosas. However, okay, according to those Rishonim who learn that Vesis Rabbanim means it's not even a suffix, then the role of the bedika is kach tiknu chachamim. Right? Kach tiknu chachamim. Take a look at 32. The Gemara on Daf Tezanim is Omer Sheshes Ketamar. Velez Omer Tmeini, the Bishur Omer Tibadek, Vahani Tanai Kana Tanai, Tanya Meir Omer Tmeini, the Chavar Tibadek, and the same, that's the further Machlokas, Machlokas Tanoim, and Rashi is Tmeini, the Imhigia Vesta, Velo Bodka, that's Kosover Vestas Doraisa. That's Rashi said, that's only if you hold Vestas Doraisa. Okay, but if Vestas Drabonon, so it's just a Dina Bedik, it's not a Birur, it's a chiyuv drabanan, and therefore you didn't do the bedika the day of the vesis, so you do it later on. It's also good, right? Which is what Tosas says. That same Tosas on Tezanarav. I just put it up to show you the two different ideas, but it's really one continuum in the Tosus on Tazan 34 says the same 10% as before. Tosus ends umio nira lechatchila tzircha livdok b'shas haveses. Of course, lechatchila, that's the proper thing. Even if veses drabonon, but kach tiknu chachamim to do the bedik at the time of the veses. But if she didn't do it then, okay, if she didn't do it then, there's still a chiyah bedika. Just she's also until she does the bedika. But lechatchila says Tosus. You hear? So that's the sheet of Tosus. If you look in the run on that same run in the riff on Shu's Haman Alf, we were looking at before, okay, he interprets these sheets a little differently. Okay, he says that the fact you need a bedika, okay, shetzarach the third line shetzarach bedika shas says who chomer shel divrayim. But he says differently. The Ran says, if you hold Vesis Drabanan, so that he agrees, that means that there's a Chi of Drabanan to do a Bedika B'Shasa Vesis, yes. Okay? However, there's only a Chi of Bedika then. Meaning, not like Tosa. Here, the Ran parts company Tosas. Ran says, yeah, it's true, it's Chomer Shel Divrayim. Avol Kol She'over HaVesis Loma Tei Tzarech Livdok Hari Kol Yishe Shel Vesis Shelo B'Shas Vestim Sulek Es Domini. He says, one second. He says, I agree that there was a takhanas chachamim to do the bedika on the day of the vesis, and she should have done it. But if she didn't do it, she doesn't have to do it anymore. Because what, there's no purpose anymore. Okay, well, what does it accomplish? All right? We know if a woman has a vesis, so when the vesis passes, it's just, you know, then she's a miselekas domim. All right? So, it's only talking about Vesas, B'Shas HaVesas. According to the Ran, if you hold Vesas to Rabbanon, all right, so once over HaVesas, she's Mutaris even without a Bedika. Not like Tosas. Tosas said back in the end of 29, okay, and again, Tosas, Lechatchila, again, it's the same Tosas. In 34, Tosas says, Mio Nira Lechatchila Tzvich Livdok B'Shas HaVesas. Good, that's for sure. That was the din. That's the Takonat Chachamim. Livdok B'Shas B'Shas HaVesas, good. What if you didn't? Okay, so Tosa says, even if you didn't, but still, if you did the Bedika, there's still a Chi of Bedika, and she's only going to become Muteres Labayla if a couple of days later she did the Bedika and found herself Tahora. Meaning until she does that Bedika, she remains Asura. The Ran says nothing doing. The Ran says, no, there's a Din of Bedika B'Shas HaVesas. She didn't do it. She didn't do it. Okay, so she didn't fulfill her chiyah, but she only has the chiyah b'shas veses. Once it passes, no chiyah b'dika anymore. Okay, and the truth is, so it comes out really
sort of like a in lechabo el chidusha kind of a part.
Say it again.
It's sort of like a in lechabo el chidusha.
Okay, right. The kach tikto chachamim to do the bedika that day. They didn't do it. No one said to usher. Tosas understood that you have to do it that day. Lechatchila should do it that day. And if you didn't do it that day, you still have to do it because along with the chiyuv of bedika comes an isser until you do the bedika. And the Ran didn't take it that far. But that's what looks to me. No, and it comes out. It seems to me there are three shitas. Okay, you have the Urayim. Okay, in other words.
It's like a suffix ria. You have to check.
Right. But if you didn't, then you remain well. No, because we're saying according to this approach, the Rabbanon, it's not even a suffix ria. Okay, and Tosas says that once it's a chiyuv bedika, she remains a sur labayla until that bedika is filled, until that chiyuv is fulfilled. Okay,
not just because the suffix
ria. I don't think so. No. Okay. Because remember, we said yesterday also, okay, she was Becheskes Tara. I mean, you know, she had a Cheskes Tara in place still. It was mentioned yesterday. Okay, so the Sofek is not going to knock out that, not going to knock that out. It's not even a Sofek, it doesn't knock that out. But it comes out, there's three Shitas. The Urayim says, there's a Chiyuv to be Mevarer, B'Shas Vesas, okay? And if you didn't, okay, if you didn't, then Asura. And even if you check later, it's not going to help, according to the Urayim, because you have to check that day. If you didn't, then she's Asura, even, you know, she's Asura, she remains Asura, because you didn't, according to him, the Bedika is a Birur, right? The Bedika ascertains whether she had her Ri or not. Okay, if you didn't do it that day, then there was no Birur. On the other hand, you have Tosas, who says that there is a, certainly there's a chiyuv bedika on her. Okay, midarabanan, and midarabanan, she's asur until she does the bedika. But you can do the bedika a couple days later. And the Ran says after the shas haveses, there's nothing. Okay, there's no birul amafreya, so to speak. Okay, so therefore there's no chiyuv bedika anymore. Now, this may relate or tie in to this question we talked about at the end yesterday and at the beginning today of this question of waiting, you know, does the husband who comes back from the trip have to cheshbin in the possibility that she had gone to the mikveh? Not. Tosa said that the husband's mutter only because, only if he was gone long enough not only for it to have gotten a period, but in fact to have gone to the mikveh, right? He said yesterday, and then Tosa, the Rambam never mentioned that, okay? So according to the Rambam, again, it's on the assumption that there's Vesas Drabana, it's not really any Suffolk. Okay, it's not really any Suffolk. So now it would come out really that the Rambam perhaps is more like the Ran than like Tosas. Before we said the Rambam sort of like, you know, maybe like Tosas, but that's before we saw the Ran. Okay, according to the Ran, that's why the Rambam would hold that if the time of the Vesas passed, okay, then there's no chiyuv bedika anymore, and she's mutaris right away. You don't have to calculate. In other words, as soon as the shas veses passes, okay, so then there's no chiyuv bedika even afterwards. She's mutaris right away, okay? Right? Does that make sense? One second. Yeah, and that's why he doesn't even have to ask her, right? When the guy comes back, mivom min haderech. Right, because Vesas Drabanan, there's not even a suffix that the Rav Soloveitchik suggested this. The Rambam would come out like the Ran, no? Okay, the Rambam in Parches Halachid Gimel we saw above in 30, the Rambam now that we've seen the Ran would really be more like the Ran. That Lashitaso that you don't even have to wait. That it may have gone to the mikveh. You don't have to be choshish for anything. There's nothing to be choshish for. There's Vesas Drabanan. Vesas Drabanan means not that there's a suffix maybe she saw. No, that's Vesas Daraisa. Vesas Drabanan means there's a chiyuv bedika. Okay, there's a chiyuv bedika when, like the Ran says, on the day of the Vesas. If she didn't do it, she didn't do it. Okay, so she didn't fulfill that chiyuv. I'm not saying maybe you said, Eino bo lechidush, or kach tiknu chachamim. Okay, Lemaisa therefore says the Rambam, if he comes back and it's not even the Cheshbonin, maybe she could have gone. No, what maybe? No calculations are necessary. No bedika is necessary. I mean, she blew the chiyuv. She had a chiyuv bo bayom to do that bedika, but she didn't do it. Now she's mutaris to him right away without having to Cheshbonin. Maybe she went to the mikveh. She didn't go to the mikveh. Okay, whereas according to Tosas, she's asura until she does a bedika. Right, Tosa says that chiyuv bedika remained in force. Lechatchila, you have to do it the day of the Vesas. But if you didn't, so you have to do it a few days later. But at some point, you still need to do a bedika. Okay? And therefore, Tosa holds the only way she'll be mutares is if there was enough time to go to the mikveh, because then I'm sort of like a sfeik in a way, right? The Rambam would only require the bedika b'shas vesta, but Tosa would require it eventually, right? And it has to be that bedika. It has to be something else to let us know that he's Torah. So that's what that's a possibility, not machlokas. Just to finish up, most of the Rishonim hold that Vesas is drabanan. Okay, we paskin Vesas drabanan. So just to show you the last of these marmakoms before moving on to the second part of the shir, which will be the next topic. Okay. The Rush here in Nida Park Aleph Siman Aleph writes also the Kaimel like Tosa says 36. Okay, I want to get that last piece of lumber just to figure out the different sheet is what the Bedika does. Okay, the Bedika necessary is a beerer. That's what the Iraim says. Tosa says the Bedika is necessary not as a beerer, but to fulfill a Chiv Drabanan. And the Ran says, no, the Bedika is a Chiv Drabanan that day, but not beyond that day. Okay, was that clear to everybody? Yeah, no? Anyone hear me? Anybody well here? Anybody alive? Yeah, okay. Everyone got it, right? I mean, okay, good. Okay, yeah. Thumbs up. Thank you. Okay, now, so just in terms of halacha, so the Rush in Nida Parak Aleph Siman Aleph 36. V'kaimel l'kriv Nachman Rav Yitzchak Tuhu Basura. I once heard of somebody giving a shir, and then no one reacted. So in the middle, the Rebbe, did anybody here speak English? I don't follow what's going on. So it reminded me, my brother was once at a, he had to go to a hearing, a parking ticket or something like that. He was fighting the ticket. So, So before, you know, I don't know if any of you have ever been there. Hopefully you won't have to, but sometimes you sit in the court. So they call the case in, you know, whatever order they have. So, you know, the person who was before my brother, I don't know, he was right before, somewhat before, but he was up there and he was some kind of a drunk driving charge, you know. And the guy stood there and the judge really laced into him. My brother told me it took 15, 20 minutes about the dangers and, you know, and how can you drive that way? And the judge, of course, is right. Chas v'shalom, to drive when you're drunk, you could, kill somebody. So he really let this guy have it. He really ripped into him. And the guy was just standing there. Finally, the judge said, do you have anything to say to you? Say for yourself. So the guy says, no, speak English. You know? So the judge had just given this 20-minute Musa Shmuz, got him to say the single word. You know. All right, anyway, but getting back to us. So the Rosh here, Nida Perak Aleph, Simon Aleph, writes in 36, Kaimalon Kav Nachmar, Rietzat Ubasra, like Tosis says, and Hilchach Kaimalon Tivestas Rabbanon. That's how the Rosh says. The Rosh Bo and the Taurus Habayas Aruch, by Zion Shar Gimel. Okay, at the beginning, that's in 37. Quotes the machlokas and so on. At the end, he says, "The chachamim osu shog ledover v'osu osa ona shilimud leresba." Right, that vessel there are bonan aser her, even if she didn't see, right, or that pending the bedika and so on. Okay, it's all chachamim. The Ravid in the Sefer Balei Nefesh. I don't know if we mentioned it too many times. But we'll see it a lot. The Ravid in the Balei Nefesh. That's the Sefer and Hilchos Nida and Shar Tikkun Avessa Simon Aleph. Right, to Tchila Nomar 38, Ki Chashash Avesa Dor Bonon Hu, and he makes Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and he goes to the Sugya, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak said at the end, it is Halacha, it is, and he writes also, Velishna Basa Poshel Avesa Dor Bonon Amahachi Yechusa, right, the same thing we said, and the Rambam in Perek Ches Halacha Yedalad, right, as well. So again, we have the Rosh and Nidas Vester Abonon. The Rosh Bor writes that Chachamim made a siyog, that at the time she expects them, she should check before being with her husband. Okay, again, what he doesn't, the Rosh Bor doesn't weigh in on whether the Bedika is necessary absolutely until you do the Bedika, she remains Asura, or just like the Ra on the day. But there's certainly a Chiyah Bedika, but again, it's all Darabonon. Okay, the Balei Nefesh says Vester Darabonon here in the Rambam. In the Chasur Rabia says this. Okay, also, Shavestus Medivrayim, Kamoshi's Bar, Behilchos Metami Mishka Moshe. Now, with apologies, I printed Halacha Ches and Halacha Tes. It should have been Halacha Hey and Halacha Tes. Sometimes you can't read my own handwriting. It should be Halacha Hey and Halacha Tes, but you can look it up. That's who he's referring to. I only printed because the Rambam here by us, the Chasur Bia, refers to what he said in Hilchos Metami Mishka Moshe. So it's Halacha Hey. He writes that Tumas Vestus is Medivrei Sofrim. Okay, and you know, and Halacha Tes also Kulan Rav Stumas Medivrei Sofrim. All these things are above, including Vesas is Medivrei Sofrim. Okay, so Ad Kan those points. Okay, what I'd like to look at now in Shir Yud Beis.
Sounds like nobody really
question one.
Sounds like nobody really passes that Festus Derais. I mean, even the Urim. Even the Urim said it was like a Kilu Derais.
Right, he said Kilu. I know. And I was in presenting, not me, the Rav, in presenting, you know, the Urim as sort of like a different Shita than Tosin and the Ran, it sounds like he holds also the understood as more like a Drabonim. Okay, now, one of the issues which relates to Vestas, of course, and that's what the our simon here Kuf Bei Dalet starts with to finally get to it. Okay, is the question, and this is Yud Beis, and you got this also right. So today, Blinet, I'll forward you more in the next packets. But the question of Bedika Lifnei Tashmish. Okay, what is the requirement of a woman to do to inspect herself, to examine before Tashmish? So the Mishnah and Daf Yud Dalet Aleph. Everyone with me? You have these sort of next sources, right? I sent you this one, right? Okay, good. So today I'll send a few more. Anyway, so in there's a Shir Yud Beis. We'll just have to label it on the recording. It's two Shirim and one. Okay. The Mishnah says, Derech Benos Yisrael Misham Shos Bishnei Edim, Echad Lo Ve'Echad Lo. Okay, we've seen this before. Okay, the Benos Yisrael, they would have two Edim, and Ed is, we have two different divisions. Edim, Ed, Mitam, Edus, the testifier, Ed, this meant the Shmata, we had that Pasuk in Navi. Okay, whatever, some cloth, a Bedika cloth. Okay, it's proper for Benos Yisrael to use two Edim, okay, two cloths, one for the man, one for the woman. Okay, and as Rashi explains, Echad Lo, Echad Lo, Lekaneach, Lachar Tashmish, right, to clean themselves after Tashmish. That's what Rashi and Yudal Ralov says. But Tznuos, particularly the Tznuos, they have a third one. Okay, a third cloth. Particularly tsnuah women, tsnuah women with misakna shlishi lesakanas habayis. Okay, so the first part of the mission was talking about lekaneach lachar tashmish, right, to examine themselves afterwards. But the tsnuahs would have a third cloth lesakanas habayis. That's his lashon saginor. It's lashon mikia. To fix themselves up, so to speak, as Rashi says in 2, Lasaka and Sabayas, Klomar Livdok Lifne Tashmish. Right? Livdok, to check that Lasaka and Sabayas is just a Losh and Nikia. Right? That's in this week's Sedra, no? In the Parshas Noach. They're supposed to speak with Losh and Nikia, because it says Behem Asher Lo Tahora. If you were in the beginning of Psachim, right? It says Lo Tahora. Instead of Tomei, it says Lo Tahora. Right? The Torah uses extra words. To try and speak Balosh and Nikia when possible. Anyway, so Lasakan is Habayis means Kloma Livdok Lifne Tashmish Ula Hochin Atzma Lubaila, to prepare yourself for a husband. Okay, Bhua Din Lachola Noshim Kiditan prepare Kamala El. Okay, this is true of all women, and the refers to the mission Yudalev, which is talking about, again, we're talking about Isha Osekas Pitaris. Okay, this is true of all women who are Oskos Pitaros. Okay, and it's also talking about a woman who has a Vesis. Uvishah she overes hashamish is beisa, right? That's what the Gemara means. It's a quote. Uvishah she overes hashamish is beisa, right? In other words, it's referring to Isha Tzechu B'Taras. B'Hod and Alkat Snuos can refresh by common Snuos. Age of Bodekas Balifnei Tashmish there ain't Bodekas Balifnei Tashmish Acher. Rashi is getting at the following: what is this Mishnah added? There was already an earlier Mishnah. Okay, there was already an earlier Mishnah that said that she had another aid, Uvishah, she overs Shamesh is Besa. So what's this? And it's not talking about only Tznuos. So what's it talking about? No, the Tznuos would use a different cloth. Okay, they would use a totally different cloth. Okay. Now, just a moment. Okay. Now, I printed, just to understand the flow of this Mishnah, that the Tosis Yontif, just a moment, I realize I left out a Rashi here. I didn't print. Okay. Again, we had this already. If you remember, going back to the source one, the Mishnah, and the Rashi, and two, on the Dal Ralaf, so again, if they find any dam on his cloth, the Temeim, they need to bring a carbon. Remember we had that, right? If they find a dam on the cloth, then they have to bring a carbon, okay? And if they find her cloth right away, the Temeim, they need to bring carbon. If they find her cloth later on, it's Temeim Misofik, right? The Turmanak carbon. Remember, I didn't print all that. I realized I probably should have printed it here, but I didn't. Okay, but you remember that, right? Remember we had that earlier in the year, no? We discussed about what happened. So you can look back at your notes from there, okay? And how much time is later on? As much time for her to come off the bed and clean herself. We discussed that at some length. Anyway, Tosis Yontif on this Mishnah, in source number 3, it's mid-parak base Mishnah Aleph. Derech b'nos yom mishans v'shay edem echad lo v'echad lo, masnisim kamash v'lon, two things. Are there two chidushim in this mission? Because the truth of the matter is, the earlier mission already said that you need two bedikos, one for four tashim, one afer, and afterwards, and didn't say about snuos. So this mission adds two things. One, the aflo misakenes a. The earlier mission never said you need a cloth for him. Okay, vashminu nami, that's one. And number two, vashminu nami, how did snuos? The age of bedikos, well, if no tashim chulek, like Rashi said, the one she used before shouldn't use the same aid afterwards. That's the tsunus. The Pirish Harav, that's the Baratur of Akak Pirish Rashi, as we just saw. Okay, now, the Hach de Hocha Udala El Bechadashita, the Tarvayu Dafka Baoska Asuka Bataris, or the Vrayam Kosha Ain Asuka Bataris, Ain Sarak Bedika Labaila Klal. So Siontov points out an important point. Okay, there are two chidush in this mission. One, that the man should also have an aid. Number two, the tsunus used two different cloths, one for before and after. Fine. But he now adds this mission, like the last mission, is only talking about a woman who's a suka b'taras. She's busy with the tara stuff, and therefore, anyone who's not dealing with taras does not need to do any bedika at all, according to Rashi and according to the Baruch Tanura. You follow? This is the point. This whole mission and the previous mission, so on, the talk about the tznuos and checking with cloth, and I already mentioned this a few times, only talking according to many Rishonim, only talking about Asuka B'Taras, but Labaila, it's not necessarily. And look at those words again, L'divrayim, third line of 3, Kol She'ein Asuka B'Taras Ein Tzarek Tricha B'dika Labaila Klal. However, the Rambam, and we'll see the Rambam inside shortly, in Perek Dal of Hilchos Briyot, says, Afilu B'Ein Asuka B'Taras. Okay? Ulachar Tashmish, that after Tashmish, even Anara Sukha Bitaris, and Snuas, Alifne Tashmish Nami. Okay? Udaleel Davka, Alifne Tashkom Medina Hova, Sukha Bitaris. The earlier mission said everybody's got to do before, that's only a Sukha Bitaris. Avaldas Harav near Kibirish Rashi, the Masha Hach, the Hocha, the Leel, Kamosha Biarti, and so on. And I'm not going to go into it right now. So what comes out is it's not only talking about a woman who's dealing with Taurus. So that's what I'd like to look at right now, how it relates to us, because we're not dealing with Taurus today. So the Gemara in the Yud Beis Amud Aleph 4 says the following. Isha mau shetivdok atzma labayla. Straight to Gemara, right? Does a woman have to examine herself if, you know, before labayla? As Rashi says, in 5, and not Rashi, actually, Tosas says, Barab Zer Ishmael should do a pierce lifting Tashmish. Amalei lo tivdok. So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, don't. So Gemara asks, v'tivdok uma bekach. So what's the problem? Let her check. What's the downside? Right? What's the downside? Right? In other words, Rabbi Zer asks, should a woman examine herself when she's going to be with her husband? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. So the Gemara answered, "Tivdok u'mabekach." What do you mean? Let her check. What's the problem? What do you got to lose? Okay. What do you got to lose? What's the downside? Okay. Because says the Gemara, "Mikain libo no kvo porish." That'll throw the husband off. Meaning he'll see that it's going to make him nervous. He'll see she's checking herself. He's going to think maybe she's in nida, and therefore he's going to be he's going to be put off. Okay. So question is, now we're talking here about a woman who has a vesis, because she doesn't have a vesis, that's a whole different story. If she doesn't have a vesis, then she'll be concerned at any time. Then she has to do bedika. We're talking here about a ishul she ishul vesis. Okay? So the question is, what does this Gemara mean? When Reb Zera asks of Yehuda, should he do a bedika or not? And if Yehuda said, no, don't, should she do a bedika or not? And if Yehuda answered, no, bedika when? Bedika when? Okay, well, what bedika are we talking about over here? Here, that's the kasha. So the Gemara concludes that not only she doesn't have to do it, but she shouldn't, right? Because libo nokva. Otherwise, he'll be nervous, and libo nokva means he'll be concerned. He'll be anxiety because maybe she's in need that he won't want to be with her, and that'll ruin the opportunity of tashmish, etc. So good. So the question becomes, what bedika are we talking about? So different shitas mishonim. So Tosas on the page here in Nidiyot Beis Min Aleph 5 says Barib Zer Isha Mashiv Pirush Lifnei Tashmish, like I explained before. Right, Tosas were talking about a bedika before Tashmish, and what's the problem with that? What's the problem with doing bedika? So the next Tosas, that was a one-line Tosas. The next Tosas also one-line Tosas on Yud Beis Min Aleph 5, Libo Nokfo Porish Pirush Rina Chanano Kevin De Roa Ishto Bodekas. Okay, he'll see that his wife is checking herself. So mechashiv she lo hear gisha lo isa bodekas. So think she must have felt something. She must have had some kind of argosha. She wouldn't do it otherwise. If she odas shacham lo tikno livdok. Right, the chacham she knows she doesn't have to check. If she's checking anyway, must be she felt something. Right, they'll have all these calculations. It'll ruin the moment. Right, that's how Tosas and Rabbeinu Chananel. And we're saying that the Gemara's conclusion, therefore, is lifnei tashmish before tashmish. It's not proper for a duda bedika. Now, what about afterwards? What about the second part of the Mishnah of the Gemara? What about after Tashmish? Okay, so Tosas doesn't say anything, neither as far as I know, does Rabbeinu Chananel. Right, we don't know. We don't know. All right.
Rabbi Tava?
Yeah.
According to Rabbeinu Chananel's Sara, meaning if it's a din that she has to check beforehand, then like why is the husband going to be afraid that she's going to have to check for for Tashmish, like that would be the din. That's why
she's saying, but that was the answer to the Gemara. That's not the din, and that's why it's not the din. In other words, the din is she doesn't have to check. Okay, the din is she again. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Zera asked, should she check herself, and he said no. Okay, he said no. So we asked, well, what's the downside? Well, why shouldn't she check? And he understands the Talmud before Tashmish, right? So what's the downside? Okay, let her check, because you know what he got to lose. So the more answer, I'll tell you what you got to lose, because it's going to throw him off, right? That's why he says, don't do it. The din is you don't have to do it. That's clear, right? That was who the answer to Bzera, lo tivdo, right? That's the din. She shouldn't check. And I assume like Tosan and Rechana saying before Tashman, she shouldn't check. So then the Gemara asks, well, why not? Well, what's the big deal? Let her check. What's the downside? right? What he got to lose? So he tells you what he got to lose is Rav Chanan Tzvi got to lose is he'll be thrown off, right? In other words, you hear what I'm saying? You know, say the given is it the Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda's response observe the given is, you don't have to check. Don't check. He didn't say Eino Chayav. Look at the words, right? Look at the words. Four. Boy Minayir Bzerim Rabbi Yehuda Ishamash Tivdok Asma. I'm like Lo Tivdok. Don't do it. It's almost like there's an Isser, so to speak. Okay, there's an Isser. So you want to say, what's the Isser? What's so terrible? So let it check. The answer is no, because you're going to throw off. You follow? Yeah. You also got it. Okay. So that's a Eino Chanano, because now again we don't know what they would hold. What about her checking afterwards? I mean, that was the original Mishnah. Again, we assume, according to many, he's talking about for Asuka Batar. The original Mishnah was Shnei Edim, as Rashi said back in 2 on Yudalad, right? Echadov echadol lekanech lachar tashmish. So was that part of the discussion? In other words, according to the way Tosafot and Rabbeinu Chanan learn, the question posed by Rabbi Zeira to Rabbi Yehuda was about checking before Tashmish, and his answer, don't do it. Why not? Because there's a downside. The downside will throw him off. What do they say about checking after Tashmish? We don't know. One could argue that it would be also for the same reason, because, you know, it'll throw him off next time. In other words, we'll see now she's checking herself. Uh-oh, maybe she's not so careful. You know, I don't know. I can't prove it. Okay, I can't prove it, but one can certainly make the case that they don't discuss it afterward. But I think you can learn that they were saying you shouldn't do it after Tashmish either, because the same thing. He'll be thrown off by her, and he'll think next time, oh, maybe she's not, you know, not at Hargosha, and so on. That's Tosus. The Rambam, in Perek Dalet of Hilchas Isur B'Alacha Tez Zayin, the Rambam, that's a Tosus. You don't have to refer to this Rambam, right? He says that tznuos ein mishamshos ela ad sheyivdeku atzman tchila kodem tashmish. The tznuos don't unless they check themselves before. The isha she ain lo veses asul shamish asher tivdok. That's a different story. She has no veses, so she can get a period any time. So of course she has to check. Lefichach he mishamesh v'shnei edim echlef ne'tashmish echlef ne'tashmish. Abel isha is the key for us. Abel isha she yesh lo veses ein atzricha ed lifnei tashmish ela mishum tznius bovad. Aval achar tashmish hakol tzrichim shnei edim echad lo ve'echad lo. Afilu v'beres v'nikus kein of tana lo tisham shos. That's a different story, and so on. The Rambam basically has a different shita. The Rambam says if the woman, again, if she doesn't have a vesis, then she can't have tashmish till she checks. Okay, but if she has a vesis, so what he said is that if you look at the words, look at the second line of six, Aval isha sheyesh lo veses eino tzricha eid lifnei tashmish ela mishum tznius bavad. Meaning, it's allowed. It's allowed, okay, but you don't have to, right? It's tznius. It's allowed. Aval achar tashmish, but after tashmish, then you have to, okay. In other words, if the woman has a vesis, she can check if she wants beforehand. The tznius do that, right? But after tashmish, you have to check both of them. Okay, that's the sheet of the Rambam. So lifnei tashmish, it's mutter. You don't have to, but you can. The tznius did, and after tashmish, you have to. Okay, the question, of course, is what does Rambam do with the Gemara? Right, that's a problem. Okay, what does Rambam do with the Gemara? That's exactly what the Ravid's objection is. Okay, look at Lasagas Ravid, they're still in six. Okay, because of Ravid's Zalam of Rome, Kama Yigiyos Yoga Bechinam, Shaf Rav Yehuda, Shaf Tzadik Shein Kamoso, Mona Subzer Shalotim Dokachar Tashmish. Who did the Rav Yehuda? I don't know what he's referring to exactly. It defines Rav Yehuda, Tzadik Shein Kamoso. Okay, Rav Yehuda's on the Gdole Amoroim. Rav Yehuda, you know, what? Rav Yehuda wasn't some lazy guy looking for a way out. Right, Rabbi Yehuda is only Gedolei Amora. Rabbi Zera also, you know, for fairly important Amora. Rabbi Zera asks Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Don't do it." Okay, so it wasn't that was trying. Now the Rambam wants to say you should do. What do you mean? Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Zera not to. Right? Sha'af Rabbi Yehuda shayat tzadik shein kamoso mona es Rabbi Zera shelo lidak. Tell him, don't do it. Achar tashmi. Don't check. Shelo ye limonokva uporish. Shelo amru b'dikos ha. Rabbi Shesho suku b'taris. The whole thing of b'dika is only by suku b'taris and finished. So you know, it's a good kasha. The Ravid says the only woman has to do, dealing with Taurus has to do those bedikas, but a regular woman for her husband does not have to do bedikas even after Tashmish. Okay, even after Tashmish, so that's the Ravid's objection. Is really the what are you going to do with the Gemara? Right, that's the Ravid's taina. Right. So So the some will want to answer for the Rambam against the Ravid that he, again, he can't, the Gemara said it, and the Ravid's tiny, so Rehuda told him not to do it. So he makes a chilek, someone to make a chilek that he was only told that don't do it besoch shir vesses, but afterwards she can check, don't do it right away. You know, as we'll see later, can do it when he's not looking or something like that. You know, at some point, the whole concern was libo nokva. Again, let's remember, neither the Tosfos nor Ben Chana said, what do you do afterwards, right? So you could learn afterwards, it's okay sometime later. So that's how the Rambam will get out of the Gemara, get out of the Ravid's objection. Okay, but the Pashas is that the Ravid is saying, what do you mean? He told him not to do it. And the Ravid is learning, incidentally, what you see from the Ravid is that he understands that he's talking about after Bidika. Okay, but notice the words. Okay, Sha'afra Yehuda Shah Tzadik Shen Kamosa Monas Ribzer Shalolivdog Achar Tashmish. Well, that's not what Tosas learned. Tosas learned that the Gemara was talking about Lifnei Tashmish. Maybe all Sachar Tashmish, we don't know. We suggested that. You hear, but that's a little bit of that's a third sheet that away, right? Because the Rambam, again, Tosas and Mechanel said, Lift before Tashmish is Osir. Okay, that was the Isser presented by Rabbi Yehuda. We don't know. Maybe after Tashmish also. The Rambam said, before Tashmish is mutter, though not required, it's just it's tznuim, but afterwards it's obligatory. And the Ravid said, no, afterwards it's usher. So I don't know what the Ravid would say about Lifnei Tashmish. I'm sure probably also not. But, you know, again, it was like the Ravid and Tosis are kind of like, the Ravid on one side, Tosis and the Rav Chanan on the other side are only deal with one thing. Tosis learned that the Gemara was talking about the Shiloh was Lifnei Tashmish, but the Ravid clearly learned that Rav Yehuda was talking Shalolah Duk Achar Tashmish. So now they could all agree. I don't want to make a machol, there isn't one. But it could be that Tosin and the Merchan will agree also Achar Tashmish, it's also, and the Ravid will agree even Lifnei Tashmish also. I don't know. We don't have that information, but you know, we don't have to say disagree. You with me? You get that the point?
Wouldn't it, based on the presentation of the Gemara, it seems that you know, Lifnei Tashmish is more of a svar not to do it than Achar Tashmish. So, like,
You could make the case. Again, I can't prove. Okay, I can't. You're right. I mean, I can't prove it. I mean, the Gemara is not clear. The Gemara says,
if you say after Tashmish is Aser, Kav HaChomer, Lifnei Tashmish is Aser.
I would assume so. You know, you're saying like in the Ravid. The Ravid says Acher, then certainly would have to say Lifnei. It makes sense. I mean, it doesn't say it, that's all, but it makes sense. And the other way is Lav Dafka. I don't disagree. I mean, I'd rather not, you know, Mafusha Machokas, you know, right after Machokas. Okay, you definitely could. Another sheet appears on Gos Maimonides on that Rambam, Perek Dal Halacha Tezayin. Okay, as I already mentioned a few times, like, Gos Maimonides usually doesn't comment on the Rambam. It just tells you what other people say regarding this discussion. So in Os Chof of 7, he says, Kol Abdikas Elo Hizkwa Leinian Asuka Bitaris. Okay, Avalidan, Aladidan, Kol Abaila Lo Boy Bidika. Right? Okay, so says, you know, right, this whole discussion of bedikas and so on is only asuka b'taras. But call the baila lo boy bedika. But then he adds, v'chosav v'nu simcha, she'ein isha rashoi lahachmer atzma livdok achar tashmish. Okay, now here's where we'll challenge what you said maybe. So let's see. Where we quote the Rabbeinu Simcha that he quotes, she'ein isha rashoi lahachmer atzma livdok achar tashmish. Later mission we'll see. Kolayara marba livdok mechule. Chayin mashmash from the uvdet over kana shilta lynch lanchi base of papa and so on. Quarter Gemara. We'll back it up, which we'll see. V'chein mori Rabbeinu micha beisha shebodek is tamer achar tashmish. My Rebbe, that's the Hargosman's Rebbe, was the Ram Rutenberg. Ram Rutenberg would also object to a woman whose bodek is tamed achar tashmish. Afal beisha ain lo vesses, even if she didn't have a vesses. In other words, if she didn't have a vesses, then for sure you have to do bedika beforehand. But if you did it afterwards, he says, lama tachmer lekalkalatzma. What did he accomplish? You know, mash also osi, right? Let's remember, she's not going to be a nida daraisa. She didn't have a hargosha. And a darbanan aser, the rabbanan aser, robel or hargosha. Come on, some of them. The heim amru, the heicha, the ashkel adam aser. Okay, the heim amru. So lindak, the heim amru, heim amru. Right? They said even if you have dam, you're also even without a hargosha. But they also said don't check. So don't check. Bechain pasuk rashbam. Okay, the leka taris lo boy bedika lo shachas lo argus lo lifnei tashmish lo achar kach to the common besamach. Afilu rots to lahachman asma lo shavkina lahachmer edim kain libo nokvo v'chein kotzav rokeach. So the goes one quotes a bunch of rishonim, including the Rashbam, including the Rokeach, Rabbi Simchan, and Rambamberg. All these people who say that the bedika is only necessary when you're dealing with taris regular and don't have to do any of these bedikas. Okay. And certainly, it's also for do a bedika, for her to do a bedika afterwards. Okay, also do a bedika afterwards. And the Maharam Rutenberg would object. He would, you know, he would criticize a woman who did a bedika afterwards. And the Rashbam holds that it's also even before. So, as you see, there are different ways to learn this Gemara. You know, the conclusion of the Gemara, the Rav Zeira and Rav Yehuda Gemara. So different shittas in the Rishonim. Finally, I just want, before we read the Shulchan Aruch, to look in Hilchas, the Hilchas Nida, the Mordechai. Okay, it's in print in the back. Okay. He says, Isha Sheisha Vesas, Ein Lo Livda Klal. Okay, I Jom Vesas. She doesn't do any checking at all. Okay. And he says, as the Gemara says, Boy, Menei, Bezerim, Rabbi Yehuda, and so on, Isha Masha Tivdok, and he said, Lo Tivdok. And he says, he means all across the board, before and after, and so on. And all the bedikas are only for tashmish purpose, for taharis purposes. According to Mordechai, both before and after the tashmish also lived up. Okay, so you have the different shittas. So now let's come finally to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, in our Simon Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Aleph 9, as you'll see, once you see all the Rishonim, everything falls into place, right? Rav Anashim Yeshlem Vestos. Okay, Pirzman Kavua Orach Hanoshim, right? They have a fixed time. Liros Bizman Yadua. Kagon Me'asim Lesim Yom, Mishoshim Shoshim Yom. Bechol Isha Sheishla Vesas Kavua, Bo Alea Shalobishas Vesta. Any woman who has a Vesas Kavua, her husband can be with her. Shalobishas Vesta. Ve'ena Tzricha Bdika Lifnei Tashmish. Okay, in parentheses, that's the Rambam. Right? Remember, the Rambam said you don't need before, just that still him do, but afterwards you do. So the Mechaber seems here to defer to the Rambam. Okay, and again, we had several shitas, but the Mechaber holds like the Rambam. Okay, but the Ramah adds, Gam Eino Lahachma Livdo Kachma Lo Lifnei Tashma Lo Lachar Tashmish. Surely, hey, Libo Nokva, that's a Torah, and the Mordechai, and the Roba Poskim. So that's the Machokas, right? And according to the Mechaber, most women do have a Vesas Kavua, and if she has Tashmish when it's in the, not a time of Vesas, she doesn't need Bedika. She'll be able to if she wants to. And the Ramah says no. The Ramah says that we don't do bedika either before or after. All right. All right. Why 20 days, 30 days? So the Shach says in Gotten the Beis. I printed all the Shachs. The Shach says it's the Stam Vesas 30 days. Okay. All right. Whatever. We don't need to do all that now. Gotten Dalin. Ain't a tzricha bedika lifnei tashmish haynu leharambam shev mechaber is mekuf peivav, aval arova poskim shev sham ludas harav sham. That's the Ramah. V'kan ain't a lahachmer klal livdok lo lifnei tashmish shalei libo nokvo kevin the raw ishto bedekas mechashiv shem lo hergish shalei so bedekas uparish, and also v'lo laachar tashmish shalei libo nokvo parish mikam haba. Like I said before, when I said that according to Tosam and Chananel, even though I don't say it in the furish. Okay, Tosam Mechanan would assume would also be concerned after Tashmish, so he won't be Libo Nokvo next time. And that's how the Shach spells it out over here in Sukkot and Dalet. Okay, so, and then he refers to a Gemara, which we'll see momentarily, that Kalayara Marba Lidog Menosh Harizim Meshubach, it's always good for women to be checking. That's Shalom B'Shas Tashmish. We'll get back to that. The Bir Agro also, here in our Simon Sukkot and Beis, the Bir Agro here in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet and Beis, he also says on the Mechaber, Izeu Das HaRambam, that's only the Rambam who says that she doesn't need Bedika Lifnei Tashmish, implying that afterwards you do, Aval Kola Poskim Cholkola Ve'ein Matzichim Af Lachar Tashmish, and so on and so forth. Right? So the Bir Agro, both the Shach and the Bir Agro, both say that the Mechaber is only quoting in deference to the Rambam, but according to the Ramah and Rova Poskim, the woman should not check either before or after Tashmish. Okay, because you're going to get nervous, maybe she's a Nida, and even if afterwards, they won't want to have Tashmish there next time. And when the Gemara talks about doing many Bedikas, that's only talking about Shalom B'Shash Tashmish. Okay, we take a look at the Torah Hashlamim. That's the Michas Yaakov, right? The Chok Yaakov on the page in Shulchan Aruch here by us in Simkuf Pei Dalad Sukkotin Beis 12. The Gam Ein Lo Lahach Min Livdok Atzma B'Tarto Poleg Marena Reb Moshe Emdas and Achaber. Okay, he points out the Torah Shlomim point of the Ramo is really arguing with the Shulchan Aruch on 2 points. Okay, on 2 points. Because Marina Ramosha means the Ramor, Ramosha Isilis, right? He said the Tarsha Shomim, right, that the Ramor really, if you look carefully, is arguing on the Mechaber in 2 points here. But number one, the Melosha Mechaber Mashma, the Eina Tzvicha Bedika, Avalim Rotzto Lahachmer Tachmer, beforehand, Eina Tzvicha Bedika, right? Let's look back in 9, in the language of the Mechaber, right? The Eina Tzvicha Bedika Lifnei Tashmish, but you're allowed to, which is what the Rambam said, and what the Rambam said, Eina Tzvicha Bedika, Avalim Rotzto Lahachmer Tachmer. Okay, and on that the Ramah disagrees because according to Ramah, she shouldn't. So she's arguing on even the optional, so the tznuos did it that way. So the Ramah is arguing on that, said no, she should not do it before because of Libo Nokvo. And B, okay, Ulachar Tashmish al Kocha Tzvika Bedika, Udas Ramam Shem Mechaber, and remember Das Marina Reb Moshe, the Moram, that's the Ramah. The Bechol in Ein Lahachon Livdok Klal. So the Tos Hashem simply points out that the Mechaber, the Ramah disagrees on 2 points. One, that the according to Shulchan Aruch, a woman doesn't need to do a Bedika before, if she wants to, she can, and the Ramah says she shouldn't. And B is that the woman should do a Bedika after Tashmish, you should do it according to the Mechaber. The Ramah says not. Okay, got that clear? The Aruch HaShulchan, here in Sif Tezvav, says something I think very interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan, Simkuf Peivav, Sif Tezvav, says something different. He wants to argue, I guess, to minimize Machlokas or whatever. He says, perhaps today is different. Aliyas Daiti Nireh, this is not in our Siman, it's in two Siman later, Kuf Peivav, but Sif Tezvav, but it relates to this. Look what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. Aliyas Daiti Nireh, Dafila Das HaRambam, Ein Sarg B'dikos Bizmanenu. Even according to the Rambam would agree. And nowadays, you only do bedikas. Okay, why? The Alpha Gav de Lashitas Harambam Zeh Sheshenu Derech Benos Yisrael. Okay, you look back in the words of the Rambam. He talks about Tznuos and the Benos Yisrael and so on. It's a very similar language. I didn't print that whole Rambam, but that part of the Rambam is in the previous halacha. But he says. Similar language to what we have by the Derech Benos Yisrael, Echmir Atzman, that with a even Tipas Dam Kechar, that with 7 Nekiyim, right? He says, L'shitra, Zeshish and Derech Benos Yisrael, Hein Higinu, Hein Higu Me Atzman, Vein Bichol Savatel, Lo Tigra Zeh, Mima Shenogu Leishav Al Tipas Dam Kechar, Do Zayin Nekiyim. He says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it sounds like this Chumrah, the Tznuos and so on, is something that the woman accepted upon themselves. To do these bedikas, just like they accepted upon themselves to keep shivinakim even on one drop of blood. Okay, but let's remember, okay, in the days of the Mishnah, Yeshlomer, the Dafka Bizman HaMishnah, Shoanoshim Nohagos Kedin Torah, the Miyad Achar Zayin Yemeni the Tovlu, right? They went to the mikveh right away after 7 days, even if they saw Dam on that seventh day. Right, like we learned, the din d'oraisa is or nida for 7 days from the time she starts bleeding, and even no matter whether she saw just the 1 day, just the first 2 days, or all 7 days, she's a nida, right? So the bizman amisra show anashim nohagos kedin tar the miyad achas shivim nida tavlu shaper chosha livdo they show nistam amayin adayin. Then it makes sense to check. She's going to the mikveh after day 7. Right, day she saw Dam, even on day 7 she saw Dam, now she stops, she goes to the mikveh that night, good. But Lemaisa, just yesterday she saw Dam, now she's with her husband the next day. So just yesterday she saw Dam, okay? And so, again, because in those days, a woman could have seen Dam on day 7 and become Torah after going to the mikveh. So in those days, Bizman HaMishnah made sense for them to check, because it could still taka be Dam at that time. It's possible, okay? And I don't want to say likely, but it's certainly possible. But, says the Aruch HaShulchan, once we've accepted to sit Shiva Nekiyim, okay, after the last Dam, another Shiva Nekiyim, he says, Aval Achar Shachakach in Higu Leshiv Shiva Nekiyim, Halo Bodku Atzman Shiva Nekiyim, Halo Matsu Dam. They've been checking for the last 7 days. So what does she have to check again now before being with her husband? She's been checking for the last 7 days and found nothing. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Shiva Nekiyim, right? Then she checked the whole Shiva Nekiyim. So now you have to worry, oh, maybe now this dam. It's so unlikely, it's so far-fetched. It's an interesting lumdus, no? He's saying that, yeah, Bismara Mishnah, the Tznuos and so on and so forth, they wanted to check because could be she just saw Dam yesterday or 2 days ago, right? Now it's with her husband, so maybe there are the Tznuos to check, that the Rambam quotes. But he says, Bismara Zeh that we wait Shiva Nakim anyway. So what are you going to say? For 7 days, she'd been checking herself and found nothing. That's why there's Shiva Nakim. So we're going to have to Choshesh. Afilas Manasha Rambam, Eno Domin, the Kaman, the Tzayna, Maskin, Shiva Nakim. Not only that, but let's be honest, even because you could argue, yeah, but the Rambam knew that. The Rambam wasn't writing Bizmana Mishnah. The Rambam was writing Bizmana Rambam. So it's a clever idea, but it works well with the Mishnah, the Gemara. But the Rambam possibly Paskins living in his generation. So he knew already about the Chumar. He said, no, we have even more Chumars. We don't start the Shiva Nakim till after 4 or 5 days. After, you know, I mean, right? We have so many days because of a plate of Zera. We talked about it. We talked about it at great length and some Kuv Tzarivov and so on. So those days are Cheskas Tara. So therefore, he says, perhaps even the Ram would agree that nowadays you don't have to do a bedikah to be with a husband because she had already been so much time since she last saw her re'iyah's dam. Okay, it's interesting. I thought it was interesting, an interesting point. Okay, now later on, if we look to 14. Everyone with me? That's our chashuva. Okay, later on, we look at 14. Yoredeiah Simon Kuf Peivav Sif Aleph. This is two simonim later. There. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Isha Sheish Lavesis Kavua, Ain Atzricha Bedika Klal, Lo Lifne Tashmish, Lo Lacher Tashmish, Adraba, Ain Lo Livdok, okay, Bifne Baila Bishas Tashmish, De Shalaya Libu Nokvo. So here it's interesting. Here the Shulchan Aruch does say, and that's what someone point out, okay, here in Sum Kof Pei Vav, he does bring the other shitas and says she doesn't really need bedikah. Just our Rambam Matzik Livdok Achar Tashmish, who be'ed echad, he be'ed echad, the Rosh Beim Shem Arasa Damishas Tashmish, the Daito, Hatzis Bodkos Atzmo Avkar Tashmish, and the Ramo again adds, the Sori Shona, he ikar v'chay nagu. So Shulchan Aruch does in Sum Kof Pei Vav, I don't say he's chozer, he just, you know, the Derech of the Mechaber very often is, you know, you know his rule, right? The Mechaber says he's going to paskin like the majority of those who he considered the three greatest Morei Hora in the Rishonim. And that's the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Okay, now the deck is stacked because two of the three, the Rif and the Rambam, are at Sfardim. Okay, so is the Mechaber. So that's what he followed. But very often, even when he doesn't paskin like the Rambam, when they're outvoted by the others, okay, and he passing like two out of three, and the Rambam's out. Okay, when the Rambam is out, he'll still quote in deference to the Rambam, he'll still quote the sheet of the Rambam. So that's what he does here. Okay, so that's in Sim Kuf Pei Vav. The And above, it talked about only for Taurus and so on. I mean, that's what Bir Groh points out. Just look, unfortunately, when I printed this sheet, the Bar Hetev was not in the database. It is now. So you can insert it yourself. Insert Bar Hetev here. It's in Kuf Pei Vav, so you've got Nalev. He says, you know, he mentions a sheet, though, because look at the words that are in parentheses in 14. Usvar Arishona Iker V'chein Nagu. V'chein Nagu what? He said two things, right? He said two things. He says that after Tashmish, the Marama Matzrich Livdo Kachar Tashmish Hu Beirechad Hu Beirechad, right? So he also said about checking before. So he says as far as Shonich of Chen Nagu, which way? So the Bar Heita wants to say Chen Nagu. Look what he writes. I'll read it to you. Hi v'chein nagu koy al zeh she ain't tzrichin livdok he be'edechad v'hu be'edechad afterwards. Ava achshav nagu livdok es atzman shelo b'fnei baila kodem tashmi. Quotes a shita. Rehetev does, interesting shita, that before it is acceptable or even proper to check a shelo b'fnei baila, but not in front of her husband, so it won't be libo nokfo. So she'll do the bedika in front of the husband, but not, they'll do it before. It's interesting. I just want to point out, we'll finish up the Placey, the Jonas and Abishitz, there in Simkuf Pevov, Simkot Nalev, quotes the Beis Yosef, who brings this Hagos Maimonides that we saw. We saw the Hagos Maimonides in source number 7, okay, we quote Rabbeinu Simcha, okay, and others. So he had, look in 17, in Simkot Nalev, the Placey, okay, he says, according to Rabbeinu Simcha, He had expressions in mitzvah. We didn't have that. We didn't see that in our understanding of our goes mamash. Okay. All Rabbeinu Simcha said was, take a look. Look back in seven, because that second line. There's Agos minus in Perg Dollar Lichus Rabia Alokha Tezayin. He writes, "Kosev and Simcha she'ain isha Rishol Achma Atz Livdok Achar Tashmir Aval Livdok Kodem Tashmir Rashoy Adam." See that Rashoy Adam. It's allowed. I don't know if he had a different text or what, but the place he says not Rashoy, but beforehand he said it's even a mitzvah. Okay, a mitzvah to check from before. And that'll stim with the Bar Heitev, who said that if she should do it, just don't do it in front of her husband. Okay, don't do it. So I don't know. That's not our girsa. But, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav says in our simon, Kuf Pei Dalet, Siv Gimel, the Rav Balatanya says, Kevan de Roy, look, 18. Kevan de Roy, Ishto Bodekas, Mechashiv, Shimlo, Hirgish, Lysa Bodekas, we showed there, Shahalo Tikal Livdo, Vilibo Nokvo, Shema Haisha Tipakahad of the Bay, right? She said, maybe got lost. Maybe, and if he takes the step, he said, she's checking herself, must be she has found something. What if she found it and didn't notice it? It was got, you know, absorbed into the cloth and so on. Okay. But then he says, Avol Kol Odom Rashai Lahachmel Atzmo. But here's what the Balatani is. A man can decide, I want to be Machmer, Ulitzavos Lisha Lido Kodem Tashmish, right? He's a Meshubach. He says, the man can tell the wife to do it. If he tells her to do it, then it's not going to be Libon Okvo. Libon Okvo is going to be nervous of, but if he tells her to do it, okay, Shekevon Sheena Bodekas, Maitzivuyov, Loye Libon Okvo. And he said, that's maybe what the place he means. But not la'achar tashmish, shim timtz adam yeh libon okva shishim shim atmeya. But if afterwards she doesn't find something, then he's going to be upset. And maybe he slept with her when she was in nida and he won't go with her next time and so on. So that's the Rav Balatanya also has this idea. If you want to be machmer and have your wife check before tashmish, it's good to hate. If he tells him, obviously there's no concern for libon okva. Just to finish up, okay, the Mishnah that they all quoted, we just quoted, right? The Mishnah in Yud Gimel Aleph says, "Kol ayara mar belivdok benoshim mishubachas." Any woman who regularly checks herself is mishubachas, praiseworthy. Okay, uvanoshim tikotze, but the man should chop his hand off, meaning it's not praiseworthy. Okay, what's the difference? So Rashi, Yud Gimel Aleph, "Kol ayara mar belivdok shibodekas tomid shemaras." A woman who regularly checks herself, right? It's a good thing. Benoshim mishubachas. Why? Shemitoch kachlo osi de sofik tuma. Because she's making sure, you know, what's the downside, right? Not in front of him, but in general, when she's in private, she's getting dressed, when she's in bath and whatever else, you know. So she checks herself, and that's good because she'll keep away from the suffix and keep her husband away from an isser and herself. But men who are always checking, Rashi says, Ubanoshim shabodik atzmo todir ba'amoso. Amoso means that Aver, right? The Aver Zera. He checks himself always. Maybe he's a Balkari. That's not a good thing because you're constantly fiddling around with that Aver. So then Rashi says, Tikota Shemischamim, Umargish, Kashanj, Mamamotse Shiva Zelavatola. Because the more you play around, so the more the chance to, you know, to get aroused, and then we Motse Zelavatola. So a man shouldn't do it. Okay, I'm not interested in that right now. It's obvious. But Kolayara Marbelizo Kunosh Mishubacha. So, you know, how do we talk about Isurim? We had some, you know, we saw this already, right? We saw the, who mentioned this? The Shach mentioned it, right? Back in Source 10, the Shach and Simchat and Dalet mentioned it. And the, or Hashulchan, I think, mentioned, others mentioned it, okay? That went, so what do you do with that Gemara? How can we say that it's also, there are more Paskins? She shouldn't check before or after, okay? Certainly not in front of me. What do you mean? I thought we said Kaliyara Marbe Livdok is Mishubachas. So, and the Rambam writes, Rambam Paskin is that way, Parakas Halach Yir Aleph, 21, Kol Isha Shemar Belivdok Atzma Tomer, Reizim Shubachas. Vafo Pi Sheishol Veskavu, even she has a Veskavu. Sheafsha Sheva Dam, Shalom B'Shas HaVeskavu. Because we know, sometimes woman period comes at a different time. Right? So it's a good idea to keep checking, etc. So how do we make that shtim with the idea that you're not supposed to check at certain times? So the Shulchan Aruch Ba'al says, here in Simkuf Pei Dalet Sifah 22 says, Avo Shalom B'Shas Tashmish, Kol Amar Be'Livdok, Ariz Mishal, Shalom B'Shas Tashmish. But you put that together with what we started with, that the Shulchan Aruch says, that Shulchan Aruch rules here, right, the Rambam, right, Ein Atzrich B'Dik Lifnei Tashmish, and the Ramah says, Ein L'Hachmer Lo Lifnei Tashmish V'Lo L'Achar Tashmish, right? Not the Rambam says, again, he argues on both points, she shouldn't be machmir either before or after. Above a shalom b'shas tashmish, but it's not before or after. It's not b'shas tashmish at all. Then, kolamar b'limdok, her is mishubachas. Then she should check herself, always be aware of what's going on in her in the system there to keep away from the possibility of error. Okay? So that concludes this year. And we'll continue next with the next couple of shiurim. We're going to be, that's, so one issue, of course, relating to Vesis is bedika. Lifnei Tashmish, right? This concern. And now the other issue we'll talk about the next couple of shiurim is Prisha, you know, separating himself at the time of the Vesis or the time of the anticipated Vesis. And again, this is all continuing in this Simkuf Beidal. Okay? So we'll stop over here. All right?
Thank you very much.
Have a good day. Bleen at the Siftim, I'll send additional in the next few shiurim. Okay.